This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. After running a deadly criminal enterprise in Boston for the better part of two decades, after eluding arrest for another 16 years, after a three-month trial and a guilty verdict, finally, today, a prison sentence for the former Boston crime boss, James Whitey Bulger.
Judge Denise Casper told Bulger, "The scope, the callousness, the depravity of your crimes are almost unfathomable." Then she sentenced him to two life sentences plus 5 years. The sentence comes after a jury convicted Bulger in August of participating in 11 murders, drug trafficking, racketeering, and extortion. Here's U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz.
Let me start off by saying that today is a good day. The myth, the legend, the saga of James Bulger is now finally over. You know, as we heard yesterday from a number of the family members of victims, he is ancient history.
WBUR's David Boeri was in the federal courthouse today, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So, David, the life sentences, they were not unexpected.
Nope.
But tell us more about today's dramatic conclusion of this long, drawn-out case.
Bulger was derided into history today, in the end by the federal judge who presided over his trial. Yesterday, the victims, of course, had the opportunity to tell him what they thought of him, how he had affected their lives. And today it was for the judge to do that. Mm. And she did it in no uncertain terms, speaking softly as she is prone to do. She described unfathomable acts conducted in unfathomable ways. She told him just how despicable his crimes had been. She went on for quite a while explaining why she was about to do what she did to him, which is impose two life sentences plus five, and then said in the end, "You do not represent this city."
All the while, of course, Bulger sitting through this. How did he respond? What did his body language convey?
Said nothing. Stared forward. This time staring at her. Yesterday, he stared away from the victims who spoke to him. And I was just struck at that point. The bag is empty. All the tricks are out. The trade is over. He goes away, and he will never be seen again, in all likelihood. There'll be an appeal, but he's likely never to be seen again.
David, we heard yesterday from the family members of some of Bulger's victims. What was their response today to these two life sentences plus 5 years?
Yesterday was cathartic. Today, I think there was great relief, happiness. But as you've mentioned before, there was no suspense. What struck me most, though, was the note that was injected by David Wheeler yesterday. David Wheeler is the son of Roger Wheeler, a Tulsa, Oklahoma businessman who was shot between the eyes in 1981 outside a country club. It was a despicable killing that the prosecutors say Bulger had ordered, and Bulger was found to be responsible for that crime. Wheeler said, in no uncertain terms, that he held the FBI more responsible for his father's death than James Bulger. And that brought in really the unspoken words today and the attention that was not turned to the FBI, because the reality is Bulger could have done nothing that he did without having been empowered, enabled, and emboldened by the FBI here in Boston.
Hmm. David, we heard U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz at the top of the show. She said he's ancient history now, sort of this idea that he's buried, gone. How did other folks outside the courtroom respond to that?
The man that's as responsible as anyone for him having been dispatched into oblivion today is Tom Foley, former colonel of the state police who led the investigative team that broke this case. And he said today he's thrilled to see Bulger in orange. It means he's going away. He won't hurt anyone anymore. But Foley was candid. He said he's not convinced anything has changed, that the FBI is any different than it was. Here's what he had to say.
So I don't think people are getting the real story behind this whole case. And that's, Whitey Bulger would not have existed if law enforcement was doing what they were supposed to do in those years. And I'm just questioning if the next Whitey Bulger is right around the corner.
So that's Tom Foley, the former state police official who led the Bulger investigative team. Strong words, David.
Very strong words. But this involved a lot more people. And this tends to be lost. And Wheeler said yesterday, this will never be over until what the FBI and the Department of Justice did in this case is made clear to the public. This is the FBI, by the way, in Boston that provided Bulger 40 pounds of plastic explosives. It's a small detail, but it talks about what they did. So on the one hand, when looking at what happened today, I remember seeing Bulger, the old man, sitting there without a word, without emotion. I remembered the man who once told Kevin Weeks, pointing to the skyline of Boston, "I own this town." Well, that's no longer the case. He doesn't own anything anymore. On the other hand, Bulger was owned by the FBI, and that still hasn't been dealt with.
Mm. So, David, what happens now? Bulger goes to prison, where he will live out the final years of his life. But in terms of the legal maneuvering, this story is still not over. Right?
You wonder if it ever ends, Anthony, because, in fact, there'll be an appeal, an effort for an appeal. Bulger is personally confident that he will have another trial, perhaps against all odds. And then there's the fight over the money. And somehow trying to make whole, which never can be done, or compensate the families of all those victims that Bulger was found to have murdered.
Now, say more about the money, because it's interesting. Judge Casper ordered that Bulger pay tens of millions of dollars, but of course, we don't know where the money is, if there is any money.
Well, this is a complicated fight, but the restitution, no matter what the judge orders for restitution for those victims, the fact of the matter is, if the government gets the money by forfeiture, they can do with it whatever they want, and those judicial orders for restitution will be pieces of paper meaning nothing. It's the forfeiture and how they dispense Bulger's assets right now, $822,000 that were taken from his apartment. That would be about $40,000 per victim if they all sign on to it. But there's a lot more money, and what's interesting is the forfeitures, the stuff that was taken in the past, was put into the general fund. It has not been accessible to the victims' families.
Mm. David, finally, you've been covering this case for years. We should mention, by the way, that you've published an e-book about it. Today seems like a fitting moment to ask you for a final verdict on this long, painful criminal saga that in some ways defined at least a part of this city for so long. What are you thinking today?
We will always have criminals. We will always have bad people who commit crimes. The one thing that is absolutely unacceptable and should be unacceptable is when law enforcement breaks the law, when the government itself breaks the law because it sends a message of lawlessness.
Hmm. WBUR's David Boeri reporting on the case of James Whitey Bulger. He was sentenced today to 2 life sentences plus 5 years. And you can find a link to David's free ebook, Bulger on Trial, at WBUR.org. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Up next, will the Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democratic Party become a thorn in the side of the presumed presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton? I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.